You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
For the final time of 2017, this is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Fantasy executive to my right, Matt Modica to my left. I just realized this is our last show of 2017.
Yeah, look at that. It was a good year too.
And we didn't do any like year end stuff. I realized
we can do. We got an hour right now.
I got stuff planned for the hour, man.
Okay.
We might have to do it first week.
Call it audible.
I like this stuff. Do we have
52 is the mic. 52 is the mic. Omaha.
We might have to do it in January then.
I'm cool with that. It's not like we got anything else to do.
No, we have nothing to do in January.
What are we gonna talk about?
Got to stay warm in January.
Yeah. It's cold in the studio. This might get a... Ashley, bring a space heater up here.
I thought you were going to ask for a blanket.
A space heater is fine. You plug up a space heater right underneath the desk.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Your feet
nice and toasty.
I like that.
Yeah,
you like that. Yeah.
Do you play footsies?
No.
You're not a footsie guy, Mr. Sussman?
No.
All right, just ask it.
No.
Sorry
no.
If that was too personal.
Joe Mixon will try to give it a go this week. I know Jake Seeley, I believe, is Giovanni Bernard ranked as a top five running back this week. If Joe Mixon gives it a go, that's not so good for Giovanni Bernard.
No, it's not. If you look at Giovanni Bernard's weeks 14, 15, and 16, he won people championships when you played him. Giovanni Bernard was real good those last 3 weeks. It's Gio and Joe Mixon in that backfield moving forward in 20. Well, you got to see who the coach going to be next year. So we don't know what that situation is. Probably be Hugh Jackson.
Would you really surprise you if John Dorsey can like fool Mike Brown and give me a pick away for Hugh Jackson? Like, that'd be amazing.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Me either.
Mm-hmm.
I expect it, to be honest with you. I really do. So
they should hire Giants. Should hire Hugh Jackson.
No, they should.
I don't understand how Hugh Jackson gonna be 1-31 and be a hot commodity. Like he's like a hot commodity. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think the Giants are interested.
I hope not. Well, I hope so, but you know, whatever.
Joe Mixon.
Whoever his PR guy is, it's amazing.
Yeah, he has a good PR guy.
So I think he's his own PR guy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think people just like Hugh the guy.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is,
too.
They
don't want to write negative about him.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it, you got to win at some point. It's cool to be a nice guy, but you got to win at some point.
1-31. Amazing.
That's crazy.
Jarvis Landry, Matt, is encouraged by contract talks with Miami, but he says he's going to get his.
Oh, he's going to get his, and there's going to be a team that's going to go pay him. Picture him in San Francisco with Gucci.
There you go, right there. But I tell you, before he get paid, that videotape from the summer will surface a couple more times. You know what I'm saying?
Probably so.
Because that's how people roll.
But he's been cleared of that multiple times.
TMZ has the full tape.
Okay.
But
she's come out and said, there's nothing going on here.
TMZ has the full tape, let's just say that. So I leave it at that.
Okay. Jay Cutler will only return to the NFL, Corey, if he's a starting quarterback.
Well, back to the booth. Back to the booth for Cutler.
Dude lived in a hotel all year because he didn't want to get an apartment in Miami.
A hotel in Miami is cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Biscayne Bay.
Mike Evans wants 1,000 yards for the fourth year in a row. Does it happen on Sunday?
Yes, it does.
Dez Bryant, by the way, we talked about his knee tendonitis all year. On the injury report, finally. With knee tendonitis.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Fraud.
High risk, high reward players from Dr. Ray. Come your way next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
In the summer, we talked to Dr. Ray, and he told us certain guys were high risk, but we're just like, all right, well, we're going to draft them anyway.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
If they're healthy now, they go on the team. Pretty except much. For Danny Woodhead.
Well, except for some people at this table.
Danny Woodhead's like Casper the Ghost.
Yeah.
You going to go back next year?
No.
I don't think Danny Woodhead plays next year.
You think he's done?
Yeah, I think he's done.
That's fair. So they're a little high risk, high reward players. Before I get to those, I do want to give you these stats that Tracy Hankin gave me. Did you know that out of the 10 healthiest teams going into week 16, 9 out of the top 10 healthiest teams were in playoff contention?
Yeah, it correlates. It goes hand in hand. You get your starters, the team you built, the way it's supposed to look.
Right.
You get those guys on the field, it's a good chance you're going to have a successful season, as long as the coach is not Hugh Jackson.
Well, do you know who the one healthiest team in the top 10 that is not in playoff contention is?
New York Giants?
They're like the most players.
They've been beat up. Who is that?
One healthiest team that's not...
One of the inside the top 10. That is not in playoff contention.
Healthy team
is the Browns.
It is the Cleveland Browns and Hugh Jackson.
There you go.
They're a top 10 healthiest team this year. I know they lost Joe Thomas and whatnot, but extremely healthy, and they have no shot at anything. Out of the 10 least healthiest teams in 2017, only 3 of them are in playoff contention. I didn't write that. Hold on. I got to open it. You please.
The Atlanta Falcons?
It is. Hold on.
Atlanta Falcons? Seems like they would be.
All right, the three least healthiest teams that are in playoff contention is not the Atlanta Falcons.
San Diego Chargers?
Atlanta Falcons are actually the second most healthiest team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What did you say?
The Los Angeles Chargers?
No, he's not the Los Angeles Chargers. No. Although the Los Angeles Rams was actually the healthiest team in the NFL, oddly enough.
Interesting. That helps when you...
Playoff contention.
That is... Repeat the question, Mr. Sussman.
Out of the top 10 least healthiest teams. Three of them going into week 17 are either in the playoffs or in playoff contention.
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
Pittsburgh Steelers are not on the list. In fact, they are the third most healthiest team.
Oh, even with Antonio, even with no AB.
Even with no AB.
It's a big piece.
Joe Hayden's back and whatnot.
The Buffalo Bills?
Nope. Buffalo's actually been very healthy this year.
I'm just trying to get a playoff team.
They take it with it. Buffalo is healthy, but they try to mess it up themselves. Peterman! It's on you, son.
That's like the 2017 term. You got Peterman.
You got Peterman.
So the least healthiest team in the NFL this year is New York Jets. Jets are the least healthiest team. Number two, Baltimore Ravens, who are very much inside.
Yeah, well, the Ravens we should have got. They were...
Ravens are beat up. As we continue down, the Seattle Seahawks is one of the least healthiest teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And then continuing on past that is the Carolina Panthers.
Obvious. I don't know.
You know what? I'm going. This is written wrong. The least healthiest team in the NFL is actually the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have been beat up, which makes sense. But after that, oddly enough, the Carolina Panthers, who are in the playoffs, they are the second least healthiest team in the NFL.
When you have Cam Newton, it makes a big difference.
It sure does.
As long as he's healthy, they'd be all right.
Followed by the Washington football team, then the Seattle Seahawks, the Cardinals, the Bengals, the Giants, the Bears, the Ravens, and the Jets.
Shout out to those teams. Harbaugh's a good coach. Both of them.
He's an excellent coach. And he's an excellent coach. And we've said that before. All right, here we go. Corey, high-risk, high-reward players.
All right.
One of the top high-risk, high-reward players, according to Dr. Ray, this summer was Devontae Adams.
Yeah. It worked out for him. Fantasy owners, it did. Mm-hmm. These two concussions are concerning, though. Mm-hmm. Two nasty concussions he took this year. So we worry about him and his brain health moving forward. But other than that, that was a guy that if you took a risk on it, paid off.
And didn't he have one last year, too?
Yeah, he did. He had a major concussion last year.
I mean, that's... Yeah.
So he was a major high-risk, high-reward candidate.
And he'll be the same next year, too.
He will absolutely. But he paid off in 2017 in the monster way. Excellent season for Devontae Adams, who I know got many people into the fantasy championship, and then you had to take it home from there. Another player that was a high-risk, high-reward player for Dr. A this year was my guy, Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen having all those injuries last year, people thought the preseason injury risk was quite high. His preseason health performance factor was below average. And yet, Keenan Allen, if he plays on Sunday, will have played in all 16 games.
And that's what you wanted to see from Keenan Allen. And what was the thing that I said And not just not you know, saying it like that, but I've said it, and many other people have said it also. If Keenan Allen gives you 16 games, he's going to be a top five fantasy wide receiver. If I'm not mistaken, right now Keenan Allen is wide receiver 5.
And there you go. And some of the DeAndre Hopkins not going to play this week, and so yep. His numbers and his standing will only improve.
We do all forget though. For the first half of the season, we were kind of disappointed.
We were, but he turned it on.
Yeah, no, he did. And he got you into the playoffs, you know, if you had him on your team.
That stretch.
Those
that,
3 weeks.
That stretch was on.
Oh, that was fun. That was really fun. How about this? I remember we said this. I'm like, oh, don't do this to us, Doc. Elevated injury risk coming into this year. High risk, high reward player. Eric Ebron.
Oh, God. I can't with Eric
Ebron. I think it's more of Ebron's hands with the problem.
Yeah, his fingers.
And then somehow, magically, he was catching 10 passes, and you know he became the number one playoff tight end.
Unbelievable. Let me read you Eric Ebron's stats for the fantasy playoffs. Week 14, 10 for 94. Week 15, 5 for 33 and a touchdown. Week 16, 5 for 83 and a touchdown.
Scott sent him a tweet. Scott tweeted at him and was like, listen, I'm going to have to buy Madika a crazy lunch if you don't get it going. And Ebron was like, all right, cool. And then Scott said, I'll comp you our baseball package. Shout out to the king.
Four tight ends in my league in half one PPR this year. Eric Ebron finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th overall.
This is the tight end one.
One spot ahead of
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. Just literally 1/10 of a point. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think Scott lacerated his spleen.
That was one of the injuries Keenan Allen had.
Yes, lacerated kidney.
Kidney.
All right, continuing on here past Eric Ebron. High risk, high reward player who I like coming in this year. He let me down. I didn't own him anywhere, and for good reason. He was horrible. Matt Modica, Jerry Macklin is the player.
Yeah, Macklin, we thought going to the Ravens, playing in the slot, he would be he would be a solid wide receiver 3, I think was the consensus. And
33.
Yeah, he did not.
Is that what he finished this?
No, I'm quite probably lower than that.
Yeah, I think he was lower.
I tell you right now, I'll pull it up.
I would think, I probably had him ranked about 33, 36 range. And He did not.
We had given out the stat, right? That like whenever the Ravens got a new receiver, he was always the new toy, and it just did not happen this year.
And you figured with Wallace going deep, there was no Dennis Pitta this year.
Well, yeah.
So that was the narrative. It kind of made sense. It just didn't translate.
The lack of skills. I think the skills had diminished.
Kansas City knew what they were doing.
Yeah they got. They let
Andy
Sun
Reed, whatever, went to his wedding like 2 weeks before that and then cut him.
Here's your wedding.
He said, yeah. I'm like, you know this guy sucks, right? Told his wife that.
Continuing on some of the high risk players. High risk.
I'm trying to find him. I got to go. You got to go real far down. Jeremy Macklin is wide receiver 63.
Oh, my God.
Terrence Williams has more fantasy points than Jeremy
Unbelievable.
Macklin. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy. Terrence Williams, who catch a pass a week.
But Joe Flacco is elite.
The elite Joe Flacco.
Continuing on, Tyler Eifert was on this list.
Adam Humphries more fantasy points than Jeremy Macklin.
No, I'm not.
I refuse to speak on Tyler Eifert. Because if you didn't listen to that, then I can't help you.
How about this one? He said it was high risk. He's elevated, below average preseason health performance. You had him. He actually tore his Achilles in week 11. Deontay Foreman was at elevated injury risk coming into the year.
I'd like to see what Deontay Foreman is going into. Well, he had the injuries at Texas. I'd like to see what he's going in next season coming into the year. I want to see how the offseason shakes up in Houston. If Lamar Miller is out of there and he gets a chance to be a feature back, I'm in on Foreman.
But you're not worried about the Achilles tear? I mean, that's a major injury.
It's a young dude. He'd be all right.
He had injury problems in Texas, as you said.
Yeah,
I am a little worried. Like, even with Dalvin Cook, he's young and stuff. But doesn't it usually take that like extra year when they really get back to being them? Besides Adrian Peterson, who was the outlier.
When we had the injury special with Tracy, it was the ACL tears that they're easier to manage now.
Well,
and they do come
say.
Back. But the thing about it is, Dalvin Cook had the ACL tear, but when they went in Dalvin Cook's knee, they found out that he had some more damage in there. He's going to be a risky play next year. I would 25%
Tell
of my
expectations
team. I wouldn't. I think Sun is a beast, but I'm not going to have him like I'm going to manage how many teams I have Dalvin Cook on next year.
Yeah, I'd rather. I listened to that special with Tracy, and ultimately, it made me realize like the ACL. Okay, that no big deal like these days. The Achilles is the serious one. That's what scares me a little bit. We got a couple more players to get to. Maybe we'll get to them on the BFFs. Coming up next, we're going to talk to one of the participants inside the Roto Expert DKMS contest this week for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Stick around; you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be fun. It's coming up next on the Roto Experts.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
This is, we're inside Studio 34, and Corey.
I don't know.
Corey is inviting people inside.
What's up, homie?
We're on television.
Who are you?
Something's happening right now. I don't.
What's good with you?
I don't know what's happening here.
Corey, right?
Yeah, Corey.
All right, I'm the Stiglitz one.
Oh, okay. What's going on? From your listener.
I'm a listener. I'm a Twitter feed dude.
He's a listener, a Twitter feed dude. That's fantastic. Thanks,
fantastic,
man.
Fantastic show, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Experts, all this.
All right.
I love y'all.
He loves us. All right.
All right. All right. There you go, right there.
Thank you, man.
Coming in studio.
Coming in studio.
Come in the studio.
Hey, happy new year, man.
Brother. Families and all that.
Thank you.
Hit me
Thank
up.
You very much.
Shoot me a tweet, my man.
Yeah.
I'll rap with you. All right, Joe.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
This is a full service operation over here.
I thought Scott giving the address finally. That was it.
Yeah.
He was really excited to see us.
We signed autographs yesterday, Greg. You should have been up here.
I wasn't invited.
You actually did something.
You were signing autographs yesterday.
Yeah, you signed your autographs yesterday.
My autograph.
No, well, the people was out there. If you was up here, you'd have signed an autograph, too. Kennedy was like, let me sign it, Daddy. I was like, Kennedy, these people don't know you.
Someone that may be signing autographs after this weekend, because he's going to has a chance to go to the Super Bowl if he wins, is Mike Glassbrenner, and he joins us right now on the Roto Extra. What's going on, Mike?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well, man. So you are participating in the DKMS Roto Experts, the challenge, the contest over on Fantasy Draft this Sunday. You qualified earlier this year, but Matt, it kind of deserves an asterisk, if you ask me.
He kind of does. You kind of owe one to Sean McDermott for that Nate Peterman start. You know, your competition got Peterman.
Yeah. When I saw he was going to play, I kind of like targeted that game a little bit with Keenan Allen and the defense too, and then figured they weren't going to be able to do much else, and so like I brought it back with like LeSean McCoy, so I kind of started there, and you know, and with the you know, New Orleans and the Washington game too as well with like Kirk Cousins, figured that was going to be a high scoring game, so I kind of started there with that too as well.
All right, I'll get into your team in a second, but I want to get into your background, Mike, here.
Okay, let's learn more about Mike.
I want to learn more about Mike. So are you a professional daily fantasy player? Are you just a listener, that someone that plays daily fantasy sports? What is your background?
I play like real, not a ton. I mean, I play probably 15 to 20 lineups maybe a week between, you know, like on Fantasy Draft or on DraftKings. Mm-hmm. Not for like tons of money, you know, like, you know, I might spend, you know, maybe upwards of $50 maybe a week.
Okay, cool.
So pretty low key. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so, just go out there and grind it. I like that.
No, that's awesome. But it's $50 a week, and it's just like, all right, whatever. Like, what happens?
Now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So when you have you ever won a major contest like this? There is almost 1,000 people in this contest. Have you ever won anything like this?
No, I've never won anything. I've done decent. You know, like I haven't. It's been profitable for me.
Sure,
like
nice.
I haven't. You know, I think 2 years ago I put $50 into like each one of those sites on the accounts, and I have never paid in. I've taken money out. You know, but it's not like I'm taking out a ton of money. I mean, I've just done okay. It's more of a hobby for me, just something fun I like to do, and you know, and it's just entertainment. So
that's good. That's a good look, Mike. Corey Parson, fantasy executive. Nice to meet you, Mike. Have you ever been to Super Bowl before?
No, I have not.
No, yeah, like me neither. Let me ask you, Mike. Where are you from?
I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Eau Claire,
which
Wisconsin.
Is about 90 miles, like direct east of Minneapolis.
You a Badger fan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they I'm sorry they didn't make the. They couldn't if they would have beat Ohio State, though they would have made the playoffs.
It's pretty cold there, huh?
It is.
Yeah, it is colder. Yeah, it's supposed to be like -30, I think, like tomorrow morning.
Oh,
so, with the wind, including the wind. So.
Yeah. Well, at least you can stay inside and set your lineup, Mike, for week 17.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. That's cool. That's good right there.
Before we look at that week 17 lineup, I do want to go back to your winning lineup. What week was it?
It was week 11. I think it was like right before Thanksgiving, the week before that.
Peterman. Oh, that's right, because I remember we watched this game, and we all had a Friday Friendsgiving. We're like, ha-ha, Peterman.
Yeah.
That's
all
funny.
Right, that was.
I remember that. It was a week
Peterman
before Thanksgiving.
Peterman was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
So as we said, Mike, he went all in on this game. He took the Chargers defense, which was smart. He took Keenan Allen, and he took LeSean McCoy 3 steps into that game, and they all performed well for him, with Keenan Allen leading the way. Only 1% of lineups inside this fantasy contest, the Roto Experts DKMS contest, had Keenan Allen, who went nuts, Matt, for 43 points.
Yeah, Keenan Allen did. This was the beginning of that 3-week run that was sensational, that carried season-long people into the playoffs. And look, he even survived Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram got him under 2 points.
Yeah, and that's wild to be able to survive that kind of output from one of your players. 1.9 for Evan Ingram. It's only 7% of people had him too, so that was a bad one. He had your guy Stephon Diggs in there. He put up 7 points too. So really, you just had a lot of players just go off, Mike, that allowed you to survive this.
Right. Yeah, I think like another one was like Brandon Cooks too. Had a really nice week. And I think Diggs and two and even Ingram. You know, Ingram, I still don't think that was like a bad play. I mean, they don't have much. I mean, they're at home against the Chiefs, and you know, it's like who else are they gonna throw to? I mean, it's like him and Sterling Shepard. You know, I mean, so I thought that was like a decent play, and I'm surprised that was that low. I thought it'd be a guaranteed, you know, at least like 10 points, you know, kind of thing. So, but yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question. You said you're in Wisconsin, kind of by. Minnesota. Are you a Vikings fan?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Go Pack, go.
Yeah, go Pack. Go,
I was thinking,
Rick,
maybe,
yeah.
You know, he was close to there.
Well, at least like if he wins the chance to go to the Super Bowl, it's like not that far away.
I was trying to see if he could get the home field.
I saw what you would do. I saw what
That's
you
where
do.
I was going.
I saw what you were doing. So you picked
no.
You pick Kirk Cousins as your quarterback, which obviously worked out huge against in New Orleans. Cousins put up 28.9 points. I remember that. I remember that game too. How good Cousins was, rushed for touchdowns that game. If I remember correctly,
I remember that game too. You right? Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You know who the Wisconsin Badger? Scott Tolzien.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I do know that.
Sorry about that.
So is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is a much better representative.
But he's also a member of
the North Carolina State, too, you know what I'm saying?
Wolfpack.
So he has dual.
You know, he's also with the Wisconsin Monty Ball into Wisconsin.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
No,
good
Saving Badgers, huh?
Yeah. Melvin Gordon.
Nigel Hayes, Frank Kaminsky, Rondo Tucker. All those guys went to Wisconsin, too.
Hey, so that would be cool. If you win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl, who are you going to take with you?
I'm not sure. Probably, you know, I'm probably leaning towards my son. I think he really wants to go.
Yeah, so, that's what's up.
That's awesome.
That's probably who it would be.
All right, Mike, what is the plan for this weekend? I don't know what you want to reveal, what you don't, but what's the plan for the Sunday that you have going in? Do you have a lineup set? Do you know what you want to do? Who you picking? All that good stuff.
I've got a few guys. Like, I haven't looked at it like too much yet. I've got a few guys that I've got in mind that I kind of like the situations that they're in, and I always try to target guys that are going to get a lot of volume, that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I look for. I haven't decided, and I usually start with my lineups too with quarterback, and I kind of decide there whether I'm going to pay up or pay down, kind of a thing, and just kind of build from there. So yeah, I'll probably do the same thing, I think this is going to be tough because, there's a lot of teams that just don't have anything to play for, and you just don't know. Like, you take a team like Dallas. I mean, how much is Elliott really going to play? I'm sure he'll be out there a little bit, but is it something where, you can get his regular volume, or is it going to be something less? So that kind of stuff you got to think about too. So I think it's going to be a tough build.
Yeah, I'm curious to see out of these 16 teams how many choose to go with Gucci Garoppolo.
That's interesting right there. People want a piece of Gucci.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because on Fantasy Draft, he's not super expensive. I think he's like 11-something, 11-8 maybe. So, I think that's something on him a little bit. If I paid down, that might be where I went to. So
there you go. Jimmy G could be an option. Mike's not trying to give anything away here.
Yeah, no, I don't blame him. Mike, if you do win and you do go to Minneapolis, make sure you tweet at Scott Engel. He is the biggest proponent of
Minneapolis. Yeah, he says there's no better food than there is in Minneapolis. I've never been there. I don't. Maybe you have, Mike, but,
Send me some.
Yeah, actually, there is a lot of good places up there. I got two kids that are in college up there that
when I
go up to visit them, we kind of go around, take them out to eat and that kind of thing.
Wait, you have two kids. How are you going to decide which one you're taking to the Super Bowl?
No, he needs to sell the tickets and help them pay for that.
College fund.
Yeah.
Right. But one's a boy, one's a girl, so that's...
There you go.
I think the boy probably wants to go probably a little bit more than my daughter does.
There you go. And they go to the University of Minnesota too?
No, they both go to St. Thomas University up there.
Very cool. Oh,
man, it's cold up that joint. Woo! Hey, good luck, Mike. I hope you...
Good luck, Mike. Good man. Luck, we're rooting for you. Mike Glassbrenner, participating on Fantasy Draft, Roto Experts DKMS Contest. We're hoping that he wins it all.
I just saw something interesting on ESPN.com, and... Somebody stole ours. They stole what we talked about on The Frenzy, and they wrote an article about it on ESPN, and they didn't consult me. I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
We're going to play a Spike Line when we come back. For the last time this year. Next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day. Kanye West this morning. This is two Kanye jams. Like real Kanye, though.
Yeah.
Like pre-Kim Kanye.
Good Kanye.
Good Kanye.
Yeah.
Now he's weirdo.
Yeah,
he was pro-Trump.
It's now, I don't know. You got to be careful with them Kardashians, because that, it do something different.
Yeah, I did see a time hop a little while ago that was like, 1 year ago today, Kanye West met with Donald Trump inside Trump Tower in New York. Like, what is going on?
Wow.
2017 is a wild year.
Yeah, so
2017 is a wild year.
Remember when Kanye told Mark Zuckerberg he should give him like $60 million? Yeah. So great.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah.
Oh, man. I think there's only one way to wrap up the Roto Experts in 2017, and that's playing Is Mike Lying. Mike Florey, welcome to the program.
Is Florey the champ?
You're here?
I don't think so.
I am
what
the
up,
champ.
Guys?
I am the champ.
Let's go, Mike.
For real this time.
Is Corey the champion?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Oh, man. See what I know. Corey Parsons, fantasy executive. You are the defending champion. The winner of this wins the 2017 crown, I believe. That's how it works. So this is the big game. Corey, where would you like to go?
I'm going last.
You're going to go last, which means Matt Modica goes first. Mike Setting Florio, for the final time in 2017, let's play as Mike Lyon.
This is like a year in review.
I like
is
it.
My Mike Lyon.
Oh,
I like
okay.
It. I like
this
that.
Is a good idea, Florio. So I'm all right. Are you all right with me?
In PPR league.
Get some music down, Burns, please. I'm not focused without the music, you know.
Why? Well, oh, yeah. No, I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
In order to focus. Thank you.
This is Mike Lyon.
In PPR leagues, all the scoring is according to Fantasy Pros.
Okay.
In PPR league, Duke Johnson finished as an RB1.
That is true.
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 Wow, you all say true, huh?
We do.
It is true. He was RB12.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I thought he was RB11.
I actually knew he was RB12. I read that yesterday. All right, we are all correct.
We're off to a hot start.
Mike Florio thought we were all going to get it wrong.
Shout out to DJJ, Duke Johnson Jr.
Your boy.
Come back.
We put the fireplace on back then.
Yeah, I know.
Come back player of the year. All right, number two.
In PPR scoring, Latavius Murray finished as a top 30 running back.
In PPR scoring, Latavius Murray finishes a top 30 running back. True.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going true as well.
You're all wrong.
Ooh.
He was RB33. He was a lot higher in standard, though.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. I thought he did enough to get in there. I thought he did enough to get in there.
I figured he would have enough touchdowns to get in there.
Exactly.
You got to figure. When Cook went out, what, week five, week six?
Yeah. We're all tied at one. No points awarded there. Question number three goes to the fantasy executive.
In PPR, Golden Tate finished as a top 20 wide receiver.
That is false. No, that's my fault. Can I go back on that one?
That is
true.
He finishes in PPR scoring, Golden Tate finishes a top 20 PPR wide receiver. You're saying true. Okay.
I'm going to say false.
Corey is very, very confident. Very confident. But I really didn't think he did. PPR. I'm going to go true. PPR scoring. Corey was very confident.
85 receptions.
It is true. He was wide receiver 16.
Yeah, Corey was too confident for that to say.
Yeah, 85 receptions will get you in the top 20.
Yeah. All right, Matt is 1 point down from Corey and myself. Question number four.
According to UberFacts, a person would have to eat over 2,000 pieces of candy corn for it to kill them.
Whose question?
You.
Oh, it's mine? False.
I think it's false also. I think it's more.
I'm going to go false.
We all said false.
You're all correct, but Greggy, it's for the wrong reason. You'd only have to eat 1,627 pieces.
I thought it was gonna be more.
I wanted to kill you.
At least I said false.
Yeah.
Question.
I feel like we should put this to the test on like a redux.
You can do it, dude. Question number.
Do it on the BFFs.
Question number five.
In PPR format, Cooper Kupp led all Rams wide receivers in fantasy points scored.
What question is this?
Mine.
This is a good one.
Cooper Kupp leave all Rams wide receivers, you said?
Yeah.
So the question is, Robert Woods being out. I'm going to say false. I'm going to say false.
Can you repeat the question?
Cooper Kupp led all Rams wide receivers in PPR scoring. Receivers.
I am going to say that this is true.
I'm going to go true as well.
It is true. Mm. He was wide receiver 24
Woods was wide receiver 29, and Watkins was wide receiver 38.
38 for Sammy.
Unbelievable.
Watkins.
Matt and myself are tied up. Corey is 1 point ahead of me.
Matt, Sammy was wide receiver 38. You going back next year?
I'm going back.
He can't wait.
Yeah, they touchdowns.
Question number six is Corey Parsons.
In PPR, Jimmy Graham was a top five tight end.
So many touchdowns.
In PPR, Jimmy Graham was a top five tight end. Kelsey, Gronk. This is true.
I think it's true, but I'm going to say false.
You think it's true, but you're going to say false?
I think he might have just fell out.
Oh, man. Top five tight end. I know three of the top five.
Jimmy, you know four.
You know four of them.
So I'm thinking.
So you're just hoping there's one other guy.
Pass them this
pass. All right, I'll go with you. False.
It is false. We have a three-way tie. Do you guys want to guess the top five, or is that too easy?
No. Corey named a couple of them. You cannot open your computer.
No, you cannot open your computer. Jimmy Graham was a top five tight end in PPR.
According to Fantasy Pros, he is not.
Okay, according to Fantasy Pros.
According to Fantasy Pros, he is not.
All right.
You know how we feel about Fantasy Pros.
You want, yeah. You want the five?
You can give us the five, sure.
Five.
Did Jack
it's
Doyle...
Kelsey, Gronk,
Ertz, Ingram.
Ingram.
Who's the last one?
And Delanie Walker.
I thought he was six. Graham was six.
I thought it could have been Delanie Walker. Yeah, I thought it could have been Delanie Walker.
Right,
which false. We got a three-way tie with question number seven, which is Matt Modica's.
In PPR, Josh Doctson outscored Jordy Nelson.
Nelson did have a bunch of touchdowns, too, though.
That's the thing.
I'm going to say true.
I think Doctson had more touchdowns. So I'll go true also.
False.
The big point for Corey. It is false. Doctson was wide receiver 56. Jordy was wide receiver 43.
Wow. Nice job, Corey.
Yeah. Just looked up Jeremy Maclin a little while ago. And I saw
you
Josh
saw those
Doctson.
Names.
And I was like, wait a minute. Doctson was not.
Yeah.
Nelson was not between Doctson and Maclin.
Yep. There you go. All right, question number eight, please.
According to UberFact, twice as many women than men purposely evoke jealousy in their relationship.
True!
That's the easy one right there. True.
I'm going to go with true as well.
It is true. I thought it was funny if I threw it in there.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it's true. It's
That's
true.
The easiest one you asked ever.
Question number nine with Corey Parson up 1 point.
In PPR, Keelan Cole outscored Martavis Bryant.
Say
Keelan Cole outscored Martavis Bryant. I hate that you looked at this before with Jerry Mack when you saw his name.
I didn't see this, though. And then why would you see Keelan Cole? Wow, he had a big finish those last couple weeks. He was wide receiver one during the playoffs? Two, wide receiver two during the playoffs. Right behind D-Hop. I'm going to say this is false.
Matt thinking, does he take a stab here or wait to question 10? That's what's going through his head.
I'm going false as
He's
well.
He's going false as well. Do I take my stab here or wait to question 10? Keelan Cole had more fantasy points than Martavis Bryant. That's the question. I'm going to say true. I'll take the stab.
Good taking a stab, Greggy. It is true.
Nice.
Martavis Bryant stinks, guys.
He does, but I just thought maybe I was going to say it.
Damn, that's...
I waited for 10.
Where'd they finish?
Cole was wide receiver 47. Bryant was wide receiver 50.
There you go. Very close. Very close. Let's see what time it is here. All right, we'll take the break here. We're gonna pause. I want everyone to breathe a little bit, and we'll do the last question after the break.
What's the score?
You and I are tied. Matt is 1 point back of both of us.
All right.
So the final question of the year, potentially.
We got a game.
We got a game. Corey trying to defend his championship. Everything is on the line in week 17. Who will win 2017 is Mike Lyons. Very exciting. It's very, very exciting. We'll have Jake Seeley on the line to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up next on The Frenzy? What are you guys going to talk about?
I don't know. Right. Now, we got to talk to one of the DKMS winners, and then we'll look through week 17. And then, Bill, me and last night on the freestyle, me and Venture, we did Gucci or.
Right.
And Bill, I'm going to ask the guys Gucci or as far as ranking 2018 quarterbacks.
You're just going to do it again.
Yeah, wait, why not? Let me try. Keep recycling this content this time of year.
And Corey, that show last night was very fun.
Thank you.
I watched it.
Yeah, we had a good time, me and Ventura.
And we'll try and find some blankets.
Yes, exactly. It's cold in this joint, Florio. You better come in here bundled up today.
You really should, man. You really should. It's
temperature never right in this joint. Never. Never. There's days and bees in here with tank tops on, and now you triple fat goose.
What if we turn temperature up on that thing? Would that blow
heat? I don't know.
We'll check.
We need to bring an HVAC guy in here.
We're taking a break. We're going to come back with Jake Seely. And the final question of Is Mike Lyon, who's going to be your champion for 2017? You'll hear that right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Here we go. One more question remaining this year. And it's Mike Lyon. Corey Parson and I are tied. Matt Modica's 1 point off.
If I lose, I'm going to make Florio eat some more peanut butter.
Ooh. A little threat there.
No.
Ted Finn's still living his best life. We got all the kid with us, too.
I got to feed Ted Finn. It's next to the mensch.
Yeah, I know he's probably cold.
It's up there next to the mensch. Yeah.
Is that a slur?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with you? All right. Question number 10, please, Michael.
I did like last week. It's a guessing question. Name the top six scoring quarterbacks this season.
The top six scoring quarterbacks this season.
Who, I can go first? Mm-hmm. Top six scoring quarterbacks, Russell Wilson.
He is number one.
Carson Wentz.
He is number four.
Alex Smith.
I thought you guys might forget about Smith. He is number two.
Cam Newton
is number three.
Kirk Cousins.
Wow, yes, Kirk Cousins. Greg, I got a 1 point lead. There's one left.
Oh, he's back. Can't beat me.
So, well, there's one left.
There's one left. So you've been eliminated. Which means Corey must get this, unless we go around again.
Well, we should be able to get.
You want to go around one more? Yeah. All right, I'll give it a shot. Fine.
How many do we have?
We
named?
Got five out of six. One.
I can't believe Kirk Cousins
quarterback
is on the list.
Oh, he's the man.
One quarterback.
I thought Kirk Cousins would be the one that you guys would miss.
Well, you were wrong.
One quarterback left for all the marbles. It is. I know it's going to be somebody like completely random. Quarterback six is not Dak Prescott. quarterback six is. Yikes, this is a tough one right here. It's still not going to be. TFB.
Yeah.
It is TFBB.
Of course it is. I was like, I hope he doesn't say that. Would you have said that?
That's where I was going.
All right. Which means, for the final match, Mike Lyon, we have overtime.
Overtime. All right,
Matt,
let's go.
Matt, you have been eliminated, sir. Peace.
Peanut butter.
Peace. Question 11, I must go first. That's the order. Question number 11, please, Michael.
In PPR, Gio Bernard finished ahead of Joe Mixon.
In PPR, Giovanni Bernard finished with more points than Joe Mixon. Do I miss missed games? Jesus. PPR, I'll say true.
I am also going to say true.
Well, that's boring.
Sorry.
Yes, it is true.
It is true.
This is like a thrilling game of ping pong.
Joe Mixon. Joe, the fact that that homeboy Gio Bernard scored more fantasy points than Joe Mixon, Mixon was overdrafted big time.
Indeed. Question number 12. Corey Parson goes first this time.
In PPR, Tariq Cohen was a top 30 running back.
Wow, in PPR, Tariq Cohen was a top 30 running back. This is a good one right here.
That's wild.
Tariq Cohen, a top 30 running back in PPR. I am going to say that is true.
That's crazy. He was a top 30 running back this year? I'm going to say false.
I don't know what.
That's crazy. But it probably is true.
Here we go for all the moments.
That's wild.
Drum roll, please.
And still.
That's crazy.
Is Mike Lyon champion.
2017, it's Corey Parks, the fantasy executive. Jake Sealy, I see you there, buddy. I'm excited to talk to you and hear you on The Frenzy. Jake comes up next. I want to thank Mike Flora for all his help, Don Burns, Ashley Brayu as well. For Matt Modica, for Corey Parson, my name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching, listening to the Roto Experts all year long. We'll see you in 2018, everybody. Bye-bye.